The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life,
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Don't worry, be happy. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we have our friends this morning in with Connell & Company Realty. So happy they're here, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben, and a guest this morning. Why don't you introduce your guest?
This is Jennifer Trombley, and she is with Adams Homes, and she is at their Turtle Creek neighborhood. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Welcome. Is this your first time on the radio?
This is the first time.
Oh, good. We've had a lot of first-timers this morning, so it's very easy. Just sit here and talk with us. It'll go by in a flash, I promise.
Okay, I'm ready.
So what is happening in the real estate world? Tell me everything. Besides the fact that it's gorgeous, it must be easy to have open houses right now with this kind of weather.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce weather. Yes,
yes. Yes.
First, you know, the Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yes, sir.
That was our theme song today because you got professionals on the scene for you.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what our show is really geared towards is get a professional. Mm-hmm. Get that help that you need. And
don't wing it.
Exactly. And I was looking around the room and everybody was smiling to Don't Worry, Be Happy.
It makes you smile. That song
it
and then the Pharrell Happy song. That's the other one that always gets me going too.
Yes.
But there's a lot of good reasons to be happy. We're seeing positive things out there. The interest rates are starting to ease. There's
some more inventory.
There's inventory out there. So you're not just fighting over one house anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
It is. It's huge.
Choices, choices, choices.
You can check off more boxes.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
And speaking of checking off the boxes, Jennifer's here with us. And we love our friends from Adams Homes.
Yes.
Jennifer?
Talk a little bit about that because I hear Adams Homes all the time. What does that mean?
So Adams Homes is one of the new builds. We're a new home builder in the Pensacola area. This is actually where we started.
It's new homes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's brand new homes. And
okay.
That's all that we sell, our new construction. We have move-in ready inventory, but we also have pre-sales. People can come in, choose their lots. They can pick their finishes. But we really try to push those move-in ready homes because that's where a lot of our amazing incentives are.
And we'll talk about those, but just to clarify, Adams Homes is not a new builder. They build new homes, but they've been around as long as the dirt in Pensacola, pretty much.
Since the early 1990s.
Right?
Yes.
It's been a while now.
And it's a family business.
It is, yes.
And so I am fortunate enough to have known Wayne and his family. So it's neat to see a family business thriving as they are. Can you tell us how many states Adams is now in?
That's a good question. I believe we're just in the southeast. Now, I am newer to Adams.
Right.
So I'm still learning. we did look into, like, if they were in certain states even above Georgia, and I believe right now we're just kind of Georgia, Alabama, Florida,
Mississippi. Tennessee?
No, not in Tennessee.
Okay.
Not yet. Right. Not yet.
Yeah. Now, so you all do you do any zero lot line, like patio homes, condos, townhomes, kind of things like that?
So we do patio homes. We have cottage homes, but our newest kind of inventory is actually townhome. We have a new townhome product.
Okay.
Our original townhome is Lexley Estates off of Blue Angel Parkway.
Right.
And that's almost sold out.
Oh, wow.
And then we have our newest townhome, which is Highland Ridge, and that is right off of Pine Forest and I-10. It's a great location. We have a few that are moving ready. They're still building. There'll be multiple buildings. And those have incentives and amazing prices as well.
Do they, in some of these townhomes, do they have amenities to compete with some of the apartment, some of the rental kind of multifamily?
We don't currently have amenities at our townhomes. However, we're trying to locate them close to, you know, major highways, I-10 being one of them.
Right.
So that way people can literally just get out of their home, maybe travel a mile or two, get to I-10, and then get to wherever they want to go.
Okay. All right. What's your starting price there?
In the low 250s.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
And then incentives on top of that, like I said.
And these are for new homes.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Those are
come on, Meg.
Brand new.
$250 that for new homes.
Right. And
wow.
What's their square footage?
Highland Ridge just has one floor plan option.
Okay.
And then Lexley Estates, I believe they have a few different options to choose from. Lexley Estates, last time I was looking at their inventory, I mean, they had 3-4 bedroom options. Like, these are good size homes.
Right.
And so I would say they're anywhere from like around 1600, 1800.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
They're really good size.
Nice. Nice.
So if I was interested, who should I contact and how? It's a loaded question.
You can contact Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165 or on my email at gonolesacs, yes, you heard that correctly, @att.net or at Cannell & Company at buysellcannell.com.
Or Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020 or you can reach me at willmaben.com.
Now, I'm a side agent at Turtle Creek, but you are definitely welcome to call me, and I will send you to the side agent at the appropriate community. My name is Jennifer Trombley with Adams Homes, 850-603-0947. Or you can email me at jennifer.trombley@adamshomes.com.
And as you can hear, they are all experts on realty and sales in the Pensacola area, thus the name Pensacola Expert Panel. And that means you get to call in or text in 850-437-1620. And please, if you've got questions about these properties they're talking about, the market, anything that has to be do with realty or the Seminoles, in Angela's case, do text in 850-437-1620. Okay, guys, it's all yours.
Right. Well, okay, so, all right, so let's say that you go to Turtle Creek, you get somebody under contract. Do you help them with closing agent? Do you help them find insurance? What all do you do to help a buyer?
So just a little bit about our process. Someone could just walk in off the street without, we call them outside agents. So really it's just a realtor who isn't.
Like Will or me.
Yes, exactly.
For example.
So they could come in with or without an agent. And let's just say they have an agent like you or Will with them. Essentially, we have a list of preferred lenders. There's about 10 to 15 of them. And if they come in already pre-approved and they're not on our preferred list, great. We can still get them under contract. They just don't get those amazing incentives, but we would still love to work with them.
Right.
However, typically people want to work with new builds because of their incentives that we offer. So a lot of times people come in without a pre-approval. We'll give them the approved lender list. Within a couple of days, they'll hear back from that lender, and they can choose. They can call around, kind of get quotes. The lender will help them with insurance quotes. Usually they have their own person that they use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have cards in the model home that we can give them so they could get quotes on their own. We encourage that, but we try to keep everything pretty much in-house as far as, you know, our lender can help them with a lot of those questions.
Right.
And then from there, essentially, we have our own, you know, closing coordinator. We have a title company that we use. Like I said, we try to make it as easy as possible, especially for the first-time buyers who have a lot of questions.
Right. Is there any incentive for a buyer to bring cash do you offer an incentive for cash sale?
We love cash.
Well, yes, I know. But if you bring cash, are there any closing incentives?
That's a good question. I've actually, since I've been with Adams, I've not had anybody want to pay cash. So I can't say firsthand what Adams does because I've honestly not asked. But I do know that Adams typically pays a good chunk, if not a big majority of those closing costs.
Right. If you use their preferred.
Right. Lender. Preferred lender. Yeah. And so I'll have to come on here again and talk about what happens when people pay with cash.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, we also have the Parade of Homes coming up, and that was one of our reasons for wanting to have Adams Homes on today. I know that they've been a fixture in the Parade of Homes for years now. And tell us a little bit about what's going to be featured in the Parade of Homes. Be a spoiler. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, and before you do that, when is it? When is the Parade of Homes?
So the Parade of Homes this year is October 10th through the 12th. Now, I'm going to hold some cards close to my chest, but I will tell you that we have 4 homes entered in the following communities. It's Turtle Creek, which is where I'm the site agent of. That's our cottage style homes. We have Pine Top, which is right up the road from Turtle Creek. Those are more of our patio style homes. Allison Acres, which is up the street from there. And then we have Highland Ridge, which is our newest townhome community.
Okay. So can you go back and give us addresses so that people know sort of where
these are located?
Yeah, where they're located.
Yes.
So.
or sort of directions.
Yeah.
Or if we want, kind of direction.
Yeah, so Turtle Creek, which will be the most north community that we have. If you are on I-10, you get off at the Cantonment exit. Mm-hmm. I believe it's exit 10. I drive it every day. It's like in the back of my mind, but I'm like, oh, I'm second guessing everything.
That'd be 29, right?
Mm-hmm.
Highway
yes.
29
so
north.
You get off at 29 north. You go pretty much all the way up past the paper mill. People always ask me on the phone, are you before or after the paper mill?
Okay.
After the paper mill. Once you see it, keep driving, and then you'll start seeing our community signs. So Turtle Creek, like I said, is the most north. It's on the right mm-hmm. of 29.
It's a pretty area up there, too.
It is. It's so quiet. Turtle Creek specifically, they have some retention ponds. There's a lot of topography over there. So it's a smaller community, so it is quieter. But just the feel of it is so cozy. You just have to see it for yourself. And then if you leave Turtle Creek and go left, so you're going back towards I-10, then you'll see signs for Pine Top, which will be on the right of 29 now that we're heading south.
Yeah.
And then if you leave Pine Top, you keep going
south
on 29.
Okay.
And then on 10 Mile. I do remember that road.
Yeah.
10 Mile, you turn right.
So that's before 9 Mile.
Yes. And that's Allison Acres.
Okay.
And then from there, you're going to have to use your GPS for mm-hmm. Highland Ridge, because you could essentially go back to I-10, take the next exit for Pine Forest,
uh-huh.
and then it's your literally first right, another right.
Circle
it's just
back around.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
It's really easy. It's just to turn on Detroit and Highland Ridge.
You've sold a few in there, right, Will?
I haven't. That's a brand new subdivision.
Brand new.
I have in Allison Acres.
That's what I meant.
Pecan Valley. There's several of them, and Adams has been a fantastic fixture. I usually sell somewhere between 10 and 15 brand new homes a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
With that, I kind of have a spot in this Parade of Homes, labeling us, Angela and I, as new home experts.
Yes.
So we're excited about this.
Right.
Yes, and you just happen to be on the expert panel.
I know.
And we're on the expert panel. Well,
exactly.
Can you tell this is what we do?
I can tell, and I'm so pleased because, again, I don't know that much about new home construction. I've seen Adam's home since I've moved here 20-something years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited that you're here to talk about these new developments and the possibilities, especially at the pricing that you're talking about.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah, Turtle Creek. I mean, I'm just going to keep pushing Turtle Creek because that's where I am every day, but we start at 260.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what does a cottage style home look like?
So a cottage style home, these in particular are vinyl sided exterior. We do have a brick skirting on it, but the vinyl, or sorry, the cottage style homes, some of them have garages, some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now in Turtle Creek specifically, we have four different floor plan options, anywhere from 1250 up to 1515 square feet.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people who come into Turtle Creek, they're first time home buyers, they're young families, they're, you know, people who want to downsize. There are people who think they want to move out to the country, but they don't necessarily want all the land associated with that. So that's kind of the cottage style homes. Now we do have another community with these type of homes, and that's closer to Highway 98.
Right.
And that's West Point.
Right.
And those are going to be brick. A little bit different over there, but same concept.
Right. And I sold a house in West Point, and she couldn't be more happy.
Yes. I mean, that location is great.
That's got to feel good, too, when you have someone that's really happy.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Isn't that satisfying?
Every time.
Well, one of the exciting things, I think, for Allison Acres and Turtle Creek is that you're going to be near Costco, correct?
Yes.
Oh, the new Costco, yes.
Yes.
I mean, gosh. That's going to be pretty awesome.
Yes. Now, Turtle Creek, when you drive out there, people always, when they look at it on the GPS, they think, oh, this is far out. But once they actually drive out there, they're like, oh, this isn't bad at all, especially because we're right off of 29.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to drive back, you know, all these little farm roads, that would be different.
Yeah.
But we're right off 29. And honestly, 10, 15 minutes from that Publix on Pine Forest, 10, 15 minutes from where that new Costco will be.
Nice.
There's a Tesla store workshop. I don't really know.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
and,
right
and
around
charging
the
station.
I would assume. And I'm like, wow, okay, Pensacola.
Okay, all right. So now if I was interested, you're the agent on site?
Is I that, am,
when
yes.
are you there and how do I make an appointment? Because I would need an appointment to see the home, correct?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
No, and that's where a lot of buyers get confused as well, because if they're not represented by an agent, they think because they've heard all this talk of, you know, the new rules with having
compensation.
The buyer broker agreement sign, they ask, a lot of them ask, do we have to come in and sign that right away, or can we just look? Now, when you come into a site agent, you do not have to sign that with me.
Why is that? Is that because you actually represent the builder, not the customer that's walking
exactly.
in?
Exactly, which is
okay.
why we really try to encourage people who don't have an outside agent. We try to encourage that because, I mean, we're going to do everything that we can to be in the best interest of the buyer, but we also represent Adam.
Right.
Well,
you're a transaction broker.
And yes. we recommend that you always have a professional with you. And just so you know, I will be available.
Yeah.
My name's Will Maben, Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and my number is 850-292-3165.
Now, so people can come in and essentially, they don't have to sign anything. We can just show them the homes. And
what time can...
Yeah, what are the
we're open from 12 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from 1 to 6. Now, if I'm not there, I will have an agent come and sit for me. So there's always
when that agent
there.
Is there, do they have to have the sign buyer broker agreement?
So,
because they're not working as a single yeah. agent at that point.
Right. No, not off the bat. So they, if they're not represented by an agent and they want to pick them up as a buyer,
right.
then they would have to, but they don't have, they can still show our homes without having that BBA right away.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense.
And that's a buyer broker
yes.
agreement, BBA.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. If you're just joining us, we're talking with our friends from Cannell & Company and Adams Homes this morning. We have Angela Sherrill in the house, Will Maben, and Jennifer Trombley. If you've got a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. The exciting thing this morning is that they are going to be with us for another half hour until
Woo-hoo.
11 o'clock. So there's plenty of time to get those questions in. I'm going to throw out that number again, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk. And what more can we talk about now? So we've got the Parade of Homes, Adams Homes. Tell me more.
Well, I have another event I would love to talk
yes.
about.
Oh, yes. Go for it.
So Adams is hosting our first ever pop-up home expo event. That was a lot of words.
Pop-up home expo event. Okay,
yes.
I got it.
So it will be next Saturday, September 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we will have it in Turtle Creek. I can give you the address. But we will have all different kind of home vendors setting up tents. So local experts in home building and renovation, whether you're planning a remodel, dreaming of a new kitchen, or building your dream home, you can come get inspired and connect with these trusted home vendors that we'll have set up.
Excellent. And what is the time on that again?
It is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's next Saturday, September 13th.
What's the address?
It is 455 Kingsbridge Drive in Cantonment, and the community is Turtle Creek.
Nice.
And it should be before any football games. We've had several meetings about this. And it was like, what time before people need to get home and watch some football?
This is the South. You have to plan around that. I'm just telling you.
Yes.
Well, will they have football?
You know,
you're going to have a TV because there are the early games.
Yes. Okay. You're right. I'm going to have to talk to my manager.
I've done events in this community in October where we had to have large screen TVs the events.
That would be fun.
Yeah, we did.
Well, you do want people to come, right?
You do. Exactly. Well, we will have a food truck. So I feel if there's food, people will come. And free, I'm sure these home vendors will be handing out free stuff. Adams will be having free merch that we're giving out and things like that. So it'll be a great event. Whether you're looking to buy right now or not, I think it's great to just see what options are out there.
Right. Before we go for break, can you talk about insurance as far as some of the houses that have sold in Turtle Creek? About what's the price for an annual premium?
So in Turtle Creek specifically, I've seen anywhere from like $850 to $1,100 a year.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Actually, one of my notes that I have is new construction beats out resales because of the very low cost of insurance, and this gives buyers more buying power.
Wow,
that's amazing.
That is. I'm learning a lot this morning. Apparently. I don't know where I've been, but I'm learning a lot.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yes, that's excellent. Okay.
That's amazing.
So tell us a little bit more about where we can find online if I wanted to just take a look before I drove out there.
So you can go to adams.com, www.adamshomes.com. You can search Pensacola communities. If you know a specific community you want to look at, you can search that, like you can search Turtle Creek. Every single week, site agents are required to send a list of our inventory. So we want to make sure the website is accurate with, you know, pricing, what we have available, the construction status, and that way people can go online and they'll say, oh, we want to see this house and this house, and then they'll stop by. And
I'm assuming there's floor plans on that site.
There's floor plans, there's elevations. Some of them have pictures of homes that are furnished. You can kind of get a better idea of what the home would look like. There's a description of the surrounding area, the parks that are nearby. There's a little map you can pull up and see what all is nearby as well.
Is there an HOA? Because a lot of folks are looking at that now.
Yeah.
Yes. So all of our communities in Pensacola so far will have an HOA.
Okay.
Now for Turtle Creek specifically, it's $300 a year. So that's
a year. Okay. Most
not
of them
a month.
$300 a month.
No,
nope. Wow.
$300 a year.
That's
not
bad.
No, nope. And Turtle Creek, we have street lights and we have some communal spaces. And so I just think HOA, especially that low of a cost per month, just knowing
per year.
Well, yeah. If you do 300 divided by 12, right? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, my neighbor can't put up a hot pink shed and, you know, put all this stuff up on their house or in their lot, in their yard. Now, the HOA, you know, they just require ARC approval. You are able to put up a shed if you want. You're not really limited like a lot of people think with the HOA. They're not out there with a little ruler measuring your grass. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
It just kind of protects, you know, your resale value and make sure the neighborhood looks good.
They're not all bad.
No, they're not.
There's a reason for them, so that's good. No, I was just curious. So that's very reasonable, and that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Yes.
So that covers signage. That covers the maintenance for the common areas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And lights.
It does. Yeah. Yes.
And the sprinkler to cover the common areas.
Right. Yes. Yep, got to have that.
Okay. Well, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We're coming up on the end of this half hour, but we're going to be back for the next half hour with our friends from Connell & Company. We have Angela Sherrill, who's here, Will Mabin is here, and Jennifer Tromley with Adams Homes. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the news. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Why don't you give your contact info one more time real quick?
Angela Sherrill. 850-292-3165.
Will Maven with Connell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020.
Jennifer Trombley with Adams Homes, 850-603-0947.
Wow, you think we would have rehearsed that? This is Pep Talk. We'll be back.
You pick it next.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Every life has some trouble, but don't worry, you make it double. How about that for a lyric? Don't worry, be happy. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm loving this conversation. I'm learning so much. Excited to have on our expert panel this morning. We have our friends from McConnell, listen to me. Connell Realty, Connell & Company Realty. We have Angela Sherrill here, Will Mabin, and their guest, Jennifer Bromley with Adams Homes. Okay, so let's continue the conversation. So much to learn and so many things happening in the real estate community in Pensacola.
Jennifer, it's great to have you. I'm Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and you can contact me directly on my cell at 850-292-3165 or at my email at gonolsacs@att.net.
I'm Will Mabin with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmabin.com.
And this is Jennifer Trombley with Adams Homes at Turtle Creek. You can reach me at 850-603-0947 or jennifer.trombley@adamshomes.com.
And this is Meg, host of Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question, you can text it in now at 850-437-1620. I just thought I'd join in the fun.
Well, no, and that's great. So I picked Don't Worry, Be Happy today.
You did, Will, and I love it.
I did, and just because when you have a real estate professional working on your behalf, you get to kind of put the worry on my shoulders and just kind of be happy.
Right.
You know, and that's the whole theme. One of my customers says, gosh, I'm so stressed. What are you stressed about?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he has to move, I can't do that for you.
Right.
I can get you somebody, but I can't do that for you.
Well, moving is kind of scary. It upends everything in your life.
Yes. It is. And that's the part that I can't take away. But as far as making sure this transaction goes the way it's supposed to, I tell my customers, look, I'm the good guy. I'm the bad guy. I'm the scapegoat. If you need somebody to blame, that agent of mine, it's okay. We've got a good relationship here. So I am, and Angela's with me. We work in whatever capacity we need to work.
Right.
And, you know, the importance of having somebody that can take that stress away or be the scapegoat if you need a scapegoat, even better, or just somebody to call up and be mean to somebody if that's what you need. I'm going to try to be a professional, but, you know, it's still.
Right. Well, one thing, too, that Will and I can do is partner with a new home builder like Adams Homes that offers a variety of products, a variety of home types for a variety of buyers. And so we have, you know, Adams Homes does new buyers. They do VA buyers. There are
upsizing, downsizing, you name it. Investors, if you need it, they have it. And they range from townhouses to estate homes, all here in the Pensacola area, from lot sizes to square footage. They've got a variety of everything.
Yes. Pace, Milton, Cantonment, the West Side, Blue Angel, Gulf Breeze. There are a lot of Adams Homes.
Well,
in Adams our community. So
in five states now. Six states, actually. Alabama, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas. I didn't see them in Louisiana, but I bet that's coming because that'll close in a gap there.
Right.
So, yeah, they're all over the place.
They are. And they're interesting and fun. I've had buyers who lucked into the county was needing to get some, basically some lots that were not being taken care of. People had abandoned them, and so the county wanted to collect their taxes. So Adams Homes gladly took five or six lots, and I had a buyer who purchased one of those lots using Adams Homes. And so it was really it was a semi-custom new home for him, and he did great. He lived in it for about 3 years, sold it, and did very well for himself. And the house was terrific. So, you know, if you don't necessarily want to be in a HOA type of community, some of these new home builders like Adams provide that.
Right. And going back to what Will was saying, as a side agent for Adams Homes, we love working with outside agents. It's our favorite when they come in with a buyer and they say, we've looked at the MLS, we've looked at your website, we've looked at your Facebook page, which I try to post virtual tours and I try to post every single day. and they say, we want to look at, you know, these three houses. They have a pre-approval with, you know, a pre-approved lender in hand. And if they like one of them, we'll literally go under contract today. And I'm like, let's go. I love it.
Right.
Well, and that's what having an informed buyer and a buyer with a good agent is going to do for
right.
you.
Absolutely.
You walk in the door prepared. You know what you're going to do. And you get to avoid the hard sell because you already know what you've got a plan walking in. And Adams Homes is great for the outside realtors like you and I.
Right.
I really like working with them. And then every year they even have a big banquet to celebrate us, which is very cool.
That's nice.
And we give out usually the agent bonus coupons.
Mm. Oh, they do.
Don't forget that.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of curious because I'm still thinking about the fact that the new homes, that your insurance rates were so much lower. I thought that was really interesting. And now I'm sitting here thinking about it. So I'm assuming that because we are in hurricane season, right. it probably has to do with the fact that these homes are definitely up to code
right.
in terms of that, right?
Absolutely.
So, and sometimes with an older home, you may have to do some refurbishing or make some changes and renovations. So that's something that's taken care of as well.
Well, let me just say, all homes, and when they started out, they were up to code.
Mm-hmm.
The code has changed over the years.
Well, absolutely.
And it's changed. And you know what? It probably just changed again
mm-hmm.
As we were talking about it. But these homes are all built to today's code.
Right.
And they also have all of the, usually hurricane. Have all of the hurricane protections. They've got the hurricane clips and, mm-hmm. you know, just the stuff that we didn't build back in the 70s.
Right, of course.
So having that stuff, it is fantastic. There's another benefit, and I too own a brand new home. Live in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm absolutely loving the fact that my power bill over the summer averaged $110.
Oh,
wow.
Lord. Okay.
Nice. Yes. That's something
so
that
more,
we
they're more energy efficient is what you're
well,
saying.
Well, that's something we haven't talked about mm-hmm. is they are more energy efficient because they're built to today's energy efficiency standards.
Right.
With the LED lighting, the
low E.
Yes, low E, mm-hmm. everything,
windows.
And it's the air conditioning doesn't work as hard, and I'm loving that benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes a difference. Well, and I'm sitting here thinking, because we'd mentioned this, we were talking at the break a little bit, what about financing? because that's something that I also think an agent can help you with, which is a huge part of what Angela and Will do too, is getting you to the right sources.
Right.
Right. So maybe talk a bit about that part of your professionalism.
Well, part of what we try and do is help a buyer, because most buyers today have educated themselves on what they like.
Right.
Not whether they can afford it.
Correct.
But they know what they like.
And they their like might be bigger than their pocketbook.
Exactly.
Well, can I say something to that too, real quick, before I forget, that a lot of people come in, a lot of buyers come in and they say, this is the price of a home that we want. And we try to say, well, what about your monthly? What do you want to pay monthly? Because usually it's a lot, you could get a lot more house for what you are trying to be under as far as your monthly expenses.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that, you know, Will and I have to do is that cart has gotten before the horse.
Yes.
And we always try and do this so that a buyer understands, hey, you know, you maybe can't afford this, but look what you can afford. So trying to get them pre-qualified is so helpful. It's helpful for the other side of the transaction, for the seller, be it Adams Homes or a resale. Mm-hmm. You know, the last thing that Will and I want to do is go under contract with a buyer only to find out that the buyer really can't afford it.
Right. Oh, it's heartbreak.
It's terrible.
Nobody likes
to go
that.
Through all that
Talk
work.
Talk about being the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And then you have the seller mad at you too.
Sure, because it's been a waste of everyone's time. So but pre-qualifying is so important.
Right. And to Jennifer's point, the same buyer that is looking for a $250,000 home that's existing out there in the world can now go shop for one of these brand new houses somewhere in the 300 to 310 range and have a cheaper payment than they would on that 250, and then still be saving the money off of the energy efficiency benefits and insurance and everything else. That's what makes the huge difference there, to where your budget stretches a little bit further with the new build.
And this is interesting to me, because as realtors, you have a better sense of the big picture.
Oh my gosh.
What you're talking about are things that I wasn't thinking about when I bought my place a year ago.
Right. Well, I will just tell you, Jennifer mentioned West Point, one of the neighborhoods on the west side off of Fairfield.
Right.
And so my lady was downsizing due to her... My customer was downsizing due to the death of her husband. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have family who live here. And so she told me, she said, I have this much money I can spend. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? She could spend a whole lot more when we were able to get her pre-approved, when we went and looked at a variety of the neighborhoods on South Fairfield, because that she knew that was the part of Pensacola that was her area. And so, I mean, she has just been thrilled.
Aww,
she got more space,
great.
More bang for her buck. She did want to have an HOA community.
Mm-hmm.
And so you mentioned, you know, that Turtle Creek is $300 a year. Mm-hmm. And so there are people who do want to be in an HOA community but don't want to spend a mortgage payment every month.
No, that's only $25 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's been very pleased. Loved it. In fact, Trevor Mello, who's been on our radio show with us, he has been wonderful to her. And, you know, great friends. So.
I enjoy working with all of the Adams agents. They all work hard. I've seen every one of them out there just working. But when you need them, they answer the phone.
Yeah.
They're on time. At least they answer my calls.
That's actually in our training. It says we have to answer your phone call every time.
Fantastic. So. I'm glad they did that.
Isn't that something that's got to be written down in the training now? It's like, I love that, though.
And that's why you need a professional.
Yes.
Will Maben with Cannell
Speaking
& Company
of phone
Realty,
numbers.
850-261-7020. Give me a call, because they answer my calls.
Yes. And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company, 850-292-3165. I promise you, Trevor will answer. answer my phone call now.
They answer, yes.
Okay. And this is Pep Talk. If you have a question for them, they're here to answer your questions right now, 850-437-1620. We've covered so many different topics here.
Let's
take
a few minutes and just talk about real estate. Real estate in Pensacola. Hello, that's what we are here for. The market, there's a lot of houses out there. If you've been sitting back thinking now might be the time, guess what? Now's the time. Get out there. Start looking. Interest rates are going to ease. Once something happens and those interest rates lower, like everybody's waiting on, there won't be as many houses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because everybody will be buying. You can always refinance, and I can get you in touch with the lender that will not charge extra fees for the refinance if the interest rates drop.
Right.
Angela, what do you think? It's been an exciting month, actually.
It has. Will and I have worked very hard, and we're very fortunate. We've had some really wonderful buyers. We've had some really wonderful sellers, and so we're hoping to cap off a wonderful September. One thing that some questions that we get from buyers are, okay, so I can afford the mortgage now, but what do I need to save for closing costs? How much in addition to my down payment, mm-hmm. Which can be anywhere from 3% all the way up to 20%.
And there's assistance for that, too.
Well, right.
There's also programs where there's a zero down, but you would still have closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
Closing costs, and I tell most buyers, because as we're working with them, mm-hmm. I tell them to figure on 3 to 3.5%.
Right.
3 to 3.5% will usually cover most of your closing costs as
loan
long
fees.
As your lender doesn't have a ton of extra fees.
Right.
But 3.5% usually covers that. And what's so wonderful working with Adams is if you use one of their approved lenders, then they cover most of that closing cost for you. It's a very large chunk of it, if not all.
And then you have incentives. You have $15,000 on some of the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I was going to say. Turtle Creek right now on select homes has
$20,000.
Oh, wow. So typically from what Adams covers towards, closing costs, prepaids, escrows, things like that.
Wow.
Then your lender will come in. Sometimes the lender has something he's throwing to that. But then on top of that, they're grabbing from that incentive.
Are they still offering the move-in packages as well?
We're still offering the move-in. On top of it.
And what is a move-in package?
It's a blinds, fridge, washer, dryer for your new house.
But it doesn't just get delivered.
It's installed. Ready to go.
Oh, sweet.
So you walk in the door and
so those townhomes,
you're not in a fishbowl.
Nice.
Please, let's get the move-in package because you don't want to have to load a washer and dryer upstairs. Let someone else do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, all of this sounds amazing. I mean, and just so much information that you've given us this morning about the market itself, about the options that we have. Jennifer, I'm so glad you came in this morning because I've really learned so much about the new home market.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. Can I say one more thing?
Yes. Oh, of course, we got plenty of time. I was just kind of excited I had to say that.
Well, because we
sounded like
about...
I was wrapping it up,
it
but
did.
I'm not wrapping it,
it
up. We still got several minutes here.
We have not talked about warranties.
Oh.
For new builds. I feel like that is worth mentioning. So we take
all
warranties.
All this and a warranty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. We take warranties very seriously at Adams Homes. So we are known for our timely response time. From the time a warranty item is submitted, contact is made with the buyer within 24 hours.
Nice.
So whether that's, this is, I need some more time to talk to so-and-so, or, hey, we already got a vendor that's scheduled to come out. We have a couple different warranty programs. We have the first initial year, you have a whole home warranty. Typically, whenever you go under contract, you're going to do a blue tape walkthrough with your super. So that's making sure everything in the home, if there's some, paint that needs to be touched up, some drywall, anything that you see, a door's not closing the way you want it to, the super will make note of it, and we have a zero defect policy. So we will not close on your home unless everything in that. Do you want to say something, Will?
Oh, I want to say something real bad.
I know you do.
So we skipped a very important part of this.
Okay.
And as a professional, I do always recommend that you have an inspection.
Yes.
Your home, even though it's a brand new
home. Oh, important. Yeah.
Yes.
Inspection on that home. It's built by human hands.
Yes.
Humans, we make mistakes.
Yeah.
And one thing that Adams will do, I forward that inspection over to them, and they fix
everything
that it, mm-hmm. the inspector marks, And then what Jennifer's talking about is the cosmetic walkthrough. We're walking through. We're looking for blemishes, paint defects, a scuff mark, whatever it is.
And landscape mistake.
Yes, any of those things. And then they will also work on that. And then on the final walk, before we go to closing, we walk through, we make sure that the cosmetic stuff is done. We make sure that everything on the inspection report has been completed. And we're ready to go. And we actually have a new house that's being delivered to my customer. That is what a win in my world.
Wow. Yeah. I tell people truly turnkey ready, especially when they're getting the incentive of the move-in package. I mean, I tell them, come in and start doing your laundry. Put your steaks in the fridge and put your grill out back, and that's all you need. You know?
A couch and a bed helps.
You know? Maybe a dresser. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm assuming these communities are pet friendly.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's something to mention too, because sometimes they're not.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely are.
The HOAs do have rules about it, but as long as you follow within the rules, and they're pretty lax as far as what pets they would have. This has been a great show.
I think so. Yeah. We've talked about so much. I'm so fascinated. But I love the idea of the new homes. But also, if I did want to find a used home, or how would I look that
an
up?
An existing home.
Thank you. Yeah. That was not used. It's probably not the right word for marketing purposes. But an existing home. Thank you.
You call a professional like Will and me.
Oh.
And you can reach me directly, Angela Sherrill, at 850-292-3165 or at Go Knowles, ACS, at ATT.net.
That makes her so happy.
I know. She makes a smile every time she says it.
Grin on her face. Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com. You can also reach a ton of professional real estate agents with Connell & Company at connellandcompany.com.
Okay. And can I see homes there? I mean, can I look and see
your
listings? And because if I decide, okay, I want to work with Angela or Will, then I can actually look you up and find your listings. Well, don't you have your own website, Will?
I do. It's willmaven.com. You can, and that it actually feeds from MLS. So
okay.
Yeah.
It has every listing out there.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then it also has a direct contact.
Yeah.
For myself, if you want to know your home value, you can punch it in there at my website. We also have a mortgage calculator so that you can actually get yourself a budget.
Yeah. There you go.
There's a lot of great features. It has a bio for me, believe it or not. You know, so this is my website. But there's a whole lot of things in there, and you can track my sales if you would like. I don't know why somebody would want to, but hey, go right ahead.
And then Angela has buysellcanel.com.
Okay. Yeah, that's the company website. Will is so technology friendly, and I'm trying to keep up, so that is in the works.
Oh, that was the sound of the printer.
Ah, there you go. Yes, that's it. Hey. And Jennifer, how can we reach you?
So this is Jennifer Trombley, Adams Homes at Turtle Creek. My number is 850-603-0947. And my email is jennifer.trombley@adamshomes.com.
So are you going back to the office after this today?
Yes, I actually am.
And
I will be
there till 6 o'clock
and tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Can you tell our listeners how we can help that show ahead of us? Here we have been giggling and laughing the entire time, and you told us about the veterans.
Oh, yes. Well, we had a wonderful show. The event that's coming up is Rock for Vets, coming up on September 13th. It's a 5K run walk that's going to be at Maritime Park. So you can go to their website, choosepeoples.com, and sign up for that.
We love our vets.
Yes.
Great organization.
And then you can go out to the Adams Homes.
Yes. Yes, the same day. Go right for
there. There's a food truck. Yes. Food truck.
Okay. Thank all of you for being here. What a great show. It's been so interesting. I've learned so much. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You can rehear this broadcast anytime on our website at newsradio923.com.